commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
What happens when people's rights collide? That's a common theme in court cases. The legendary Sam Shepard trial is an obvious example. That's the case that inspired the fictionalized story, The Fugitive. He had a right to a fair trial, the media had a right to cover that trial, and those rights were in conflict. The courtroom turned into a circus. We have correctly settled that conflict. A defendant's rights, when their personal liberty is in jeopardy at trial, trumps the media's rights to trial coverage. The Hobby Lobby case was also a matter of rights colliding, although this is much easier to resolve. The owners of Hobby Lobby are deeply religious. They close their stores on Sunday. They have moral objections to morning after drugs. Their employees have a right to health coverage under the Affordable Care Act, and those rights need to be reconciled. Well, for starters, we should cut through the thicket of faulty language. Supporters refer to the morning after pill as emergency contraception. Clever, but that's not what it is. These are drugs that make a woman's womb inhospitable to a fertilized egg, and that's the problem for those who believe life begins at the moment of conception. The other language stretch is considering contraception to be health care. It is, but only in the sense that toenail clippers are surgical tools. So whose rights win out? Well, this is not even close. The religious claims trump the health care claims. Religious liberty is a constitutional right. Health care is not a right at all. At least it's not a stated right in any of our nation's legal texts. The Affordable Care Act gives you the right to buy health insurance in the form of a mandate with a penalty if you don't. As for the right to contraceptives, forget it. Even the most specific coverage language for health insurance policies are orders from the HHS secretary, which will come and go based on who's in the White House. Unquestionably, the constitutional right, the religious freedom right, is a higher order. There is a less formal who-can-get-out-of-the-other's-way test. There is no remedy for someone who is ordered to violate their religious beliefs. But there is an easy remedy for someone who's denied coverage for birth control. You can go to Walgreens and buy it for yourself. The price tag, about $9 a month. My biggest concern is such an obvious case was decided in a 5-4 Supreme Court ruling.